Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include new book available, Minghui Report, The 20-Year Persecution of Falun Gong in China. Taiwan, 6,000 practitioners celebrate Falun Dafa with large-scale character formation. Art of Jen Shan Rin International Exhibition at Ohio State University. Poland, locals and tourists take action to support Falun Gong. 17-year search for a true spiritual path, Russian woman grateful to find Falun Gong. And Madrid, Spain, Falun Gong represented at Bioculture Fair. Now for the stories.
New book available, Minghui Report, The 20-Year Persecution of Falun Gong in China. The new English book, Minghui Report, The 20-Year Persecution of Falun Gong in China, will soon be published and is now available for pre-order. This milestone report is based entirely on first-hand information collected by the Minghui website from China and around the world. The book gives readers a comprehensive, genuine experience of the 20 years of persecution faced by Falun Gong practitioners in mainland China and the Chinese Communist Party's extension of the persecution overseas through its intimidation of leaders and businesses in other countries. The book's documentation of the modern battle between good and evil not only vividly illustrates the brutality of the persecution in China and abroad, but also explains the roles of key perpetrators and CCP agencies, including the 610 office, responsible for launching and pushing forward the persecution. The book also clears up many misconceptions held by China experts and scholars who have been misled by the CCP's narrative. It includes three basic facts about the persecution, including the April 25th appeal, the Tiananmen self-immolation hoax, and the 1,400 deaths, as well as Falun Gong practitioners' worldwide efforts to counter the persecution, charts of persecution statistics, and basic information about Falun Gong. The book is suitable for readers who wish to understand Falun Gong systematically and for influential people who want to gain a deeper understanding of Falun Gong, including lawyers, the human rights community, business leaders, scholars, and politicians. Many topics covered in the book are indispensable to anyone with political, business, or personal ties to China. The 450-page book is available to read online at mhpublishing.org. Shipments of printed books are anticipated to begin in early December.
Taiwan, 6,000 practitioners celebrate Falun Dafa with large-scale character formation. On the eve of the 2019 Taiwan Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference, an estimated 6,000 practitioners gathered at Liberty Square in Taipei on November 16, 2019, to do the exercises and participate in a large-scale character formation. The character formation celebrated the practice of Falun Dafa and the fact that it is practiced throughout the world. Besides thousands of practitioners from Taiwan, another 1,150 Dafa practitioners from 18 countries, including Japan, Vietnam, Korea, Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, Argentina, Ukraine, the U.S., Spain, Russia, Hong Kong, Macau, Canada, Germany, Australia, Israel, and Brazil, also took part in the activities. The theme of this year's character and image formation was the spread of the spiritual practice worldwide. The image measured 88 meters wide by 101 meters long. Above a map of the world were three Chinese characters for truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, which comprise the guiding principles of Falun Dafa. Below the map were characters that translate as "the great law spreads far and wide." Many tourists were drawn to the grandeur of the character formation. According to the vice president of the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association, this year's activity was especially meaningful, as it was held on Liberty Square in Taipei, a popular tourist spot visited by people from around the world, including many from China. The designer of the image and character's formation said that he hopes that as a result of seeing the character formation, people will get to know more about Falun Dafa, including the improvement in physical health and moral standards that the practice brings to society.
Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition at Ohio State University. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Art Exhibition was on display for 3 days at Ohio State University, OSU, in Columbus on October 30th through November 1st. The exhibition featured 22 paintings created by Falun Dafa practitioners. OSU has the largest campus in the nation, with more than 3,000 international students from China. Many students, academic staff, and visitors attended the exhibition, which was held on the first floor of the landmark Ohio Union Building. The Falun Dafa Practice Group of OSU, a student group on campus, hosted the Art of Zhen Shan Ren so that more people could learn about Falun Dafa and the ongoing persecution of the practice in China. The artworks display the beauty of Falun Dafa's principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and practitioners' unyielding spirit in face of the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution. Visitors to the art exhibition were deeply impressed with Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful resistance to the persecution over the past 20 years. The Lantern, a university paper, published a feature report on October 30th about the exhibition titled International Exhibition Celebrates Strength in Face of Oppression. A postdoctoral student who came to see the exhibition said that he learned 3 things at the exhibition. He said he learned about Falun Gong, and every painting made him want to learn more about this spiritual belief. He also learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. And finally, he said, he learned about the superb skills of the artists. He said more people should know about the persecution and that the paintings were filled with touching energy.
Poland. Locals and tourists take action to support Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners in Poland held 2 events in Krakow on November 9th and 10th at Main Market Square and Wawel Castle, where they demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and spoke with people about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the spiritual discipline. Many tourists signed a petition that called for an end to the persecution in China and appealed to the Polish Prime Minister and other politicians to take action to help end the persecution. One local man stayed at the practitioner's event for more than 5 hours after reading about Falun Gong. He learned the exercises and encouraged other people to sign the petition. Tourists from other parts of Poland, the United Kingdom, the United States, Austria, Turkey, Syria, Kazakhstan, Serbia, New Zealand, and South Korea signed the petition denouncing the persecution. A tour group from the United Kingdom saw the exercise demonstration in the rain outside Wawel Castle and came over to talk to practitioners. They learned about Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and how the CCP persecutes practitioners in China and even murders them for their organs. The tourists were both shocked and indignant. One of them said, "People who follow such noble principles suffer such terrible persecution in China. This should not happen. I hope that the persecution will end soon. You practice here in this bad weather and tell us the facts. Thank you."
"17-year search for a true spiritual path. Russian woman grateful to find Falun Gong. For 17 years, I had sought a spiritual practice that could uplift me," said Svetlana from Moscow. Now 48 years old, Svetlana had traveled to monasteries, studied psychology and yoga, and tried to find true teachers in India. She was seeking the meaning of life, And although she was constantly learning and seeking, she still had many unanswered questions. She felt anxious and confused. Finally, she came across Falun Gong in 2009. "This is what I was looking for," she said. Her long and arduous journey to obtain this great law was worth it, she said. Svetlana was born in Russia. She married when she was 19 years old, but her marriage was not happy. "I turned to Christianity and began to study the Bible," Svetlana said. Though she studied religion, her heart did not connect with it. Svetlana eventually fell in love with Eastern culture and began to research and practice Oriental philosophical thought. She traveled to India in 2007, where her search for spirituality continued. She went to India to study for 2 years and became a yoga teacher. She later met a monk with supernatural powers. She could sense his clear energy field. "I saw a bluish glow from him. I was interested. He invited me to have a talk." As soon as she had the chance, she asked him, "Do you know a real master on earth?" He was very cautious, looked at her, nodded, and whispered, "I know one. No one is higher than him. He is a boundless master." "Who is he?" she asked. "Li Hongzhi," the monk said. "There is a book, Juan Falun," he told her. Svetlana had never imagined that the monk was secretly practicing Falun Dafa. His master did not even know his secret. She later read the book and the teachings resonated with her. All her questions in life were answered. She was inspired. After she started practicing, her health improved dramatically and she became broad-minded. Her friends and relatives noticed that she had become more cordial, calmer, patient, and caring. She went to New York to participate in the International Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference in 2010, 9 months after she started practicing. "I remember that conference, listening to other practitioners sharing. I suddenly felt a great compassion. Tears streamed from my eyes and my heart pounded. 5 minutes later, Master appeared on stage. The whole audience stood up. I finally saw our great Master. Master gave a lecture on the stage. My tears streamed down. I have had the privilege of seeing Master many times since then. I remember every moment of every time. These are the most precious memories in my heart. I feel Master's infinite compassion. What I want to say is, Master, thank you for saving me from hell. Thank you for letting me get the truth and become your disciple. I will practice and fulfill my vows." Svetlana feels fortunate to have found her path, one that allows her to keep ascending and return to her true self.
Madrid, Spain, Falun Gong represented at Biocultura Fair. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the 2019 Biocultura, an annual event billed as the Fair of Ecological Products and Responsible Consumption, in Madrid, Spain, on November 7th through 10th, 2019. Thousands of people came to the venue for this popular fair, where they had the opportunity to learn about Falun Gong, a traditional self-cultivation practice benefiting both health and spirit. The Falun Gong booth stood out in the crowded exhibition hall. Practitioners' beautiful exercise movements to soothing music drew a lot of attention. People of all ages became interested, and many learned the exercises. A woman named Sandra said she lived close to a Falun Gong group exercise site at a large park in Madrid, and she planned to go to the exercise site and learn the Falun Gong exercises. She happily accepted a beautiful handmade paper lotus flower that the practitioners were offering to event visitors. A family asked if Falun Gong was the same as Falun Dafa, which they knew was being persecuted in China. They had signed a petition in downtown Madrid against the persecution. They asked many questions about Falun Dafa and encouraged practitioners to continue fighting for their freedom of belief in China. A woman from the Canary Islands watched the Falun Gong exercises attentively. She told a practitioner that she had visited all of the booths at the fair, and she was particularly moved by the message of Falun Gong. She felt it was exactly what she had been looking for. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.